Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, your look at future Browns this Saturday in the East-West Shrine Game down in Florida in St. Petersburg. It's on NFL Network, and one of our good friends who joins us every week will be a part of the broadcast for the NFL Network. He is Andrew Siciliano from not only the NFL Network, but DirecTV's Red Zone channel as well. Hello, Andrew. What's the how cold is it in St. Pete right now?
Well, I'm inside now. I'm warm.
So 80 inside?
With lunch. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at something Daniel Jeremiah said.
Sure.
I told him I might use him as a foil during this. It was 28, I believe, this morning.
Wow.
It's I just sat through the final East practice with gloves and a hat on. It was like 38, I believe, during that practice. It's the coldest it's been here in Tampa in 8 years. There's panic in the streets. The fear is palpable.
I was there for an Outback Bowl with Ohio State where it was like just that cold. And, you know, that game was at 11 o'clock in the morning. So I don't feel bad for you.
We thankfully will be indoors Saturday at the beautiful, beautiful Tropicana Field. It's indoors. But it's supposed to be up to like 70 on Saturday. So,
Who knew about that, huh?
Everyone I know cares in Northeast Ohio about
yeah, we feel so bad for you right now. Yes.
We really do. Andrew Siciliano joining us on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. So we know you're there in a work capacity. In your heart, of course, you're there in a Browns capacity. In that capacity, who are you looking at this week and thinking, maybe?
Well, I can say this, full disclosure, I only got off the plane last night at around 11:45 p.m. So this
just
is my
lie. Just
so
make something
who are you
up.
Going to be looking at, Andrew, and thinking, maybe?
Let me tell you this. I guarantee you the first overall pick is not at this game. I can also guarantee you the fourth overall pick is not at this game. So
good assignment.
No, I mean, there are a lot of good players in this
sure
game,
there are.
But
yep.
None of them will be going number one overall. We can guarantee you that. Fabian Moreau was here last year. He was a second-round pick by the Redskins, a corner out of UCLA. Jimmy Garoppolo has played in this game in years past, certainly. The only touchdown of this game last year was by Elijah McGuire, who put together a nice season in the Jets' backfield. So DJ Daniel Jeremiah sits next to me, so I'll ask his expertise. He's been here all week. What's the deepest position group here? Good defensive lineman here. All right, you got a bunch of Buckeyes here. You got Webb, you got Wormley, you got who else here? For the ball, JT
That's
Barrett.
It.
Can't forget
JT
about
Barrett, yeah, you
JT
got two
Barrett
guys.
JT Barrett is here as well. He is a quarterback. You got a bunch of the Penn State defensive linemen here as well. Linebacker, corner, wide receiver. There's a big, big 10 feel to it, certainly. And we're looking at the quarterbacks, you know, whether it's Riley Ferguson or a small school guy like Jeremiah Briscoe or JT Barrett, Quentin Flowers from South Florida is here. Damon Gibson from Morehead State. No, it's not Morehead State. It's Minnesota State.
We were just talking about that earlier today.
He is, so years ago, he's like a wide receiver who they now have playing tight end. I saw him line up as an H-back, a fullback this morning in practice. Dude's put on 20 pounds. He works like at his old man's farm in his free time. And he is a guy that is going to, he's going to be an NFL tight end, but he's got to play big wide receiver in the NFL. A lot of those projects here, but there's some fascinating players like Quentin Flowers. I don't know if Quentin Flowers can play quarterback in the NFL. He's not a big dude at all, but he is just excited. I mean, he's electric when you put the football in his hands. And those are the kinds of guys that impress people here and certainly get their shot at the next level.
Hey, Andrew, if you're sitting there standing next to Daniel Jeremiah, why don't you, it was with the Browns in 07 and 08, ask him what his greatest contribution was to the team. Ask him.
You really want me to do this?
Well, no, just ask him who's his favorite guy that he scouted that he thought would have worked out.
So Browns Radio once.
Well, not really Browns Radio, Baskin.
No, we're asking you. You're the flagship. No. What was your greatest contribution to the Browns was the question.
Yes.
Spirited pickup games during training camp.
Okay. Spirited basketball games during camp and Otabo Rubin.
Okay.
Right. There you go. Yeah.
All right.
I mean, he was still playing this year, wasn't he?
Yes.
Thank him for that, would you?
Tell him he now has more street cred with us.
Yeah. Tell him thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That worked out well. So the Mel Kiper comes out with a mock today, and the number one pick in his draft, the same name that somebody told Peter King and somebody told Mary Kay Cabot, would be on the top of John Dorsey's hit list, and that is Josh Allen, the quarterback from Wyoming.
I have not looked yet at Mel's draft. I can tell you with certainty because I do have DJ's draft, which I cannot reveal, but will be revealed next Monday on NFL.com.
Nice.
That Josh Allen, can I say this, is not the number one pick in his draft.
It's interesting that there are so many different names being floated out there that three guys. And it's interesting to me. I'm so curious to see what John Dorsey and his staff are going to think about the evaluations of these guys, Andrew. And it could end up being one of those things where it's like, oh, my goodness, really? And it turns out to be a great pick. Or, oh, my goodness, really? And two or three other quarterbacks are taken who have much better careers. It's big.
Here's what we're going to see, and we see it every year. It is somewhat of a broken record, okay, that you have your Rosen and your Darnold. You have your chalk at the top. Throw Josh Allen in there if you really want to, your Baker Mayfield, whomever. And then you're going to see a bunch of other quarterbacks overdrafted or fast-forwarded, if you will, into the bottom of the first round. It happens every single year. Yep. And Josh Allen coming to the Senior Bowl is going to be fascinating because there are a lot of people that just want to see the guy with their own two eyes. He's got a cannon, right? I mean, he is going to impress people with that arm. He could go there, and he could wow the you-know-what out of people next week. And I don't think he's going number one. That's my just gut feeling right now. But he has the ability to be there. I wouldn't do it. But, guys, I say this every year, you know, we're in the middle of January. We are 4 months away. Actually, 3 months away. I'm bad at math. You get my point?
Yes.
So much can change between now and then. No one saw Mitchell Trubisky at 2 overall sitting there last year. 2 years ago, I remember we were sitting in Mobile, and you guys said to me, is Carson Wentz really a possibility at the top of the draft? And that's before he had even taken a snap in Mobile. So Josh Allen, you know, there, people are going to look at the tape on Josh Allen and say he didn't have a lot of talent around him. We were looking at one throw this morning here that Josh Allen had earlier this season in which he just made this ridiculous tight window throw where you just say, how the heck does he put that ball there? And the guy dropped it. Hmm. I mean, just flat out dropped it. So people don't want to point to his completion percentage. Sure, he's erratic. But, you know, you can put together an amazing highlight tape of Josh Allen throws that were dropped as well.
Yeah, and that's what – if you go to NFL.com, your man, Daniel Jeremiah, had one executive. He did a story, you know, Baker Mayfield or Josh Allen, and one of the executives just basically said Josh Allen because you can't believe how bad the team was around him.
You can't. But he also had a bunch of NFL guys – 2 years ago on that team that left, and he also had a similar completion percentage 2 years ago. So the thing with Mayfield as well is I'm fascinated to see how he measures in on Tuesday because, you know, he ain't going to be 6'2". And yes, I said ain't. I wouldn't be shocked if he's barely 6 foot. And then, of course, everyone says, well, Drew Brees and Russell Wilson are short. Of course they are. That doesn't mean every short quarterback is going to be Drew Brees or Russell Wilson in terms of success. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but Hugh has come out and said, I don't want anybody less than 6'2", right? Hugh's basically said, my quarterbacks need to be 6'2 or more.
Well, I mean, plenty of teams have that mold, and they don't want to break it.
Andrew Siciliano joining us. Andrew, interesting today, as Joe Thomas on Twitter... threw out the name Drew Brees, Cleveland Brown, little tie there. And he said, you know, if he really wanted to stay in New Orleans, he already would have signed. And Joe wouldn't be stunned if he was wearing a different color uniform next year.
Well, I did see the first Joe tweet where he said if he wanted to be there, he would have already signed. I didn't see he actually said he should come to Cleveland.
Well, it went back and forth. Dan Orlovsky jumped in, and because Joe had said some guys change careers, change teams at the end of their career, and you'd never think that, and he threw out Peyton Manning a couple. Orlovsky then retweeted Joe and retweeted to him and said, yeah, but those teams wanted to move on. And Joe said, well, if he had already wanted to sign, he'd already be there. And he said, so he stays in New Orleans for 30 and turns down 35 from the Browns? And just interesting.
I don't want to get involved with Joe's tampering, but I would say that
is it tampering if a player says something?
I know he's not a free agent yet.
I mean, they're both under contract.
Yeah,
the rules when it comes to player tampering are I don't know what they are, but I don't think the league truly cares. You're allowed to openly lobby. I think they'll let it go.
Wait, is there tampering about trading jerseys with a guy on the other team at the end of the game?
Yeah,
that would be tampering too.
They let it go. The thing with Drew is they've rearranged financial furniture for him for years. And I think that if this season had gone the same way the last couple of seasons with the Saints had gone, then yes, we'd be talking about Drew Brees moving on. And I'd say the same thing with Sean Payton. Sean would be trying to pull strings behind the scenes to move to a better place, one with more sunshine and closer to California, or in California for that matter. But I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think Drew realizes he has the pieces in place, and this is his best shot, is his best space, or place, rather, to win another one. You know, no one says with Peyton, it was always, Peyton's not going to be among the greats unless he wins a second one. No one says that with Drew. Now, the difference is people wanted to call Peyton the greatest of all time. No one is calling Drew the greatest of all time, but he is certainly in that top 5-6 conversation. I think Drew should stay. I think they will find a way to make him stay, but that is going to be a huge number. And again, we'll say what we said last week when we talked about Kirk Cousins. You know that I love the Browns, and you know that I think there are pieces there that most quarterbacks would want to play with. It isn't the horrible destination that everyone in the media wants to throw snark at the Browns with. But if you're Kirk Cousins and you're looking at equal money from Denver and Cleveland, you're likely going to take Denver.
Sure.
It's just like, I mean, I said to an agent 2 weeks ago, I said, all right, I'm Kirk Cousins, you're my agent, convince me to go to Cleveland.
All right,
how'd that go?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he gave me a pitch. I mean, his pitch was something like this. They're going to pay you above market value because they have to, number one. Number two, if you win there, and you should have the confidence in your ability that you will, you'll be a legend. The only way to go is up. Look, you could spin it, certainly. But, you know, if you're Kirk Cousins and you're approaching 30, you would want to go – I would think, in a situation where you are in a better position to win immediately. And I think with Drew, if you only have one shot left, it's better to stay in New Orleans.
All right, listen, I've got about 60 seconds or else the Poobah is going to run down here and rip through his flannel shirt like the Incredible Hulk. We were talking about Joe Thomas, and the priority of maybe wanting to draft a left tackle might be on the table after we saw what Joe looked like last night at the Cleveland Sports Awards, who was like, looked like a guy who just walked out of a booth after calling a game.
Like a shooting
And he's been really good with the media. Here's my question for you, and I've only got 20 seconds left because I've eaten up 40 of it. How long would it take for Joe Thomas to get a job at the NFL Network?
Well, we'd hire him tomorrow if he wanted to move. Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Good enough.
Terrible.
There it is.
Okay, I was just wondering, what's his rep at NFL Network, if that's what something he might be?
Joe Thomas. Let me tell you, Joe has done an amazing job the last 3-4 years, whatever it is, especially with social media, to get out there. And just look at the reaction when he got hurt last year, the outpouring of emotion from peers, from media, from everybody about, oh, my God, I can't believe Joe Thomas has fought through all this, and now he gets hurt. They love the guy. And, by the way, you could also draft a left tackle to future play him on the right side. I mean, it's not the end of the world.
Sure. All right, Andrew, just listen. You get 5%. I'll take 5% of whatever he gets from NFL Network because we just got him the job.
Sure, sure. Right,
and I'm being nice, 5%. Most guys would take 20. So
and Phelps.
Andrew, thanks a lot. We're going to see you. We see you Saturday? What's your gig on this?
Saturday,
on the Shrine
Game? Daniel Jeremiah will be in the booth calling the game, the East-West Shrine Game. Do you know what time it's kick off?
Yeah, we said 3 o'clock.
Sometime middle afternoon. Okay.
Yes. Sometime in the middle afternoon. Thank you. Tell Daniel we said thank you, too. Bye.
Got it.
All right, he is Andrew Siciliano, true friend of the show. And, of course, he was on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.